The rural Palmyra Eagles School District is on the verge of closing its doors for good. After a failed tax referendum in April, the school board moved to dissolve. On Tuesday, the community got to weigh in on that question with an advisory referendum. Unofficial results show 53% of voters cast their ballots in favor of dissolving the district. It's unclear how that will influence the state-appointed committee that will decide the district's fate within the next couple months. WUWM education reporter Emily Files talked to Palmyra Eagle voters Tuesday about what the issue means to them.
The first people I talked to aren't old enough to vote in the advisory referendum, but they'll be the most affected by what happens to the district. Kazi Beth is a student at Palmyra Eagle High School.
At this small school, we get one-on-one attention really good with the teachers, and it's really nice to know that they know you by first name, and it's just really nice that we all have a close bond. It's like a family. It really is a family.
Kazi and her friend Alex Koss say they've felt mostly powerless as adults in the community discuss what to do about the financially struggling schools.
We want to just graduate from the school we've been going to our whole lives. It'd really stink to have to switch our senior year.
It really stinks that it's not even our choice. We don't get a say in it, like Kazi said. We want to stay here, but there's other people taking it away from us.
Like many Wisconsin districts, Palmyra Eagle has a shrinking number of school-aged kids. It also loses hundreds of students to other districts through open enrollment. Palmyra Eagle has tried repeatedly to balance its budget by asking voters to increase property taxes. The most recent attempt, an $11 million referendum in April, failed. The district is already $12 million in debt, so the school board decided it had no choice but to dissolve.
There's been a lot of tears this past year in our community.
That's Palmyra resident Tara Leroy. She has two kids in the district and is a vocal supporter.
We moved here from Idaho to move back to where my husband graduated high school, to put our kids in that small school, to have those relationships and that community trust and that community camaraderie and all the things that you get from a rural community.
But this rural community is divided about whether the district is worth the tax dollars it costs. How you feel about that question seems to depend a lot on whether you live in Palmyra or Eagle. Here's voter Richard Pausch.
You drive through Eagle, you see yes signs all over the place. You drive through Palmyra, you see no signs all over the place. It's always Palmyra against Eagle, and I don't know why two cities can't get along.
Pausch lives in Palmyra, and he voted no to the district dissolving. In Palmyra, most families send their kids to the local schools. In Eagle, about half of students open enroll out of the district into the much larger McGuanago schools. McGuanago and Whitewater districts have proposed dividing Palmyra Eagle between them if it dissolves. Eagle residents like Shelley Elmblad have been leading the charge to deny the Palmyra Eagle District more tax funding.
The finances had been, in my view, mismanaged at the school district. The student body is shrinking. The school district didn't adjust to that. They could have condensed things maybe and saved some money, maybe reached out more to the parents who open enrolled their children out to find out what's going wrong.
Tuesday's advisory vote will be one factor as a state-convened board weighs whether to accept Palmyra Eagle's dissolution request. The board's first meeting is tomorrow. And other districts will be watching, according to Dan Rossmiller with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards.
The Palmyra Eagle situation is like the canary in the coal mine for school districts. Many school districts are one failed referendum away from dissolving.
Only two other Wisconsin school districts have pursued dissolution. Both were saved by tax referendums. That's not the case in Palmyra Eagle, which leaves no clues for students who are wondering if their schools will be open next year. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.